Okay, this is a recording. I am Dr. Chetna Kripalu, and I am trying to speak a little bit about what meditation means to me and how I'm actually going to share what it meant to me in my life and how it's shaped to who I've become and what I was in the past. So just a little bit of history where I started meditating in 2005 when I had a lot of things going on in my mind about several things in my life situation, and inside me there was a huge turmoil about things, and I couldn't really figure out how to cope with everything all at once. So I started following this path called Self-Realization Fellowship, which is whose head or the main head was Paramahamsa Yogananda, who's no more, but it's run by a group of sisters and brothers based in California. So that's how I was introduced to meditation. And for me, it was in the beginning just meant that just to kind of go into a quiet space. And I didn't know that I had a space inside of me which I could actually quieten or silence. But then I learned over time by practicing some of these techniques that it really helped me shift or my focus away from my mind into this space, which really helped me feel calm, peaceful, blissful for the period of meditation. It also helped me know a lot of it of myself also when I started doing meditation. So it's a method basically of going inwards and really trying to observe one's mind and trying to know how the mind functions. That was that for me. And to my surprise, even though I thought that every thought and thought how they connect to each other was me. And then I figured that the simplest thing I could, I realized that the mind was not me, was by just sitting with myself and just being an observer and seeing the thoughts go by. And then I realized that as I started to observe more and more, they actually quietened down, and it was easier for me to go into that peaceful state. So that really helped me in a lot of ways during my whole day, even to process things a little differently, since I had this quiet space inside. And even sometimes when things would not be the way I expected, I kind of knew to go inwards to that space and kind of get in touch with it. So I'm trying my best to teach some of the techniques which might be useful to people, and that way they can experience the same thing I have. So it helped on the long run, again, over a period of months, years, and it developed its own way, different techniques. I had to dabble first. It was not one technique. And just, you know, meditation meant a lot more and evolved into a way different path, which I'm very grateful for. So my whole humble, you know, like I'm trying in my own humble way to help people achieve what I have, and then, you know, go from there, because there are so many benefits to that is how your body functions, since I'm so much in the mind-body connection. And my own story, I have seen that my physical ailments and physical conditioning has become so much better also over time because of the mind-body connection.